All right, now turn with me to Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. A very dear, sweet friend of mine and Hannah's. None of you know him. None of you. But a very, very dear and sweet friend. A man who, since the day that I met him, and since the day Hannah met him, she met him a few years before me, he's been nothing but kind and generous and loving to us. At every stage of our life, he has been so generous to us. Above and beyond, just loving. And we found out last Friday that he's been diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. And he went for surgery, and they thought they were going to get it all. And when they got in, they realized it was just too far gone. I'm sorry. Nothing we can do. As soon as Hannah called me and told me all that, I was shocked. I was just shocked. I was just so sad. And I realized how sobering it is. Every time you get the news, somebody's about to leave the world. Somebody is about to cross over. It sobered my day. And the reason is because one day, that's going to be me. That's going to be me. And in that day, however many more days the Lord gives me on this earth, when that day comes, it's not going to make one bit of difference what I did in this world. It's not going to make one bit of difference what I accomplished or what I accumulated in this world. Job said, naked I came in, naked I'm leaving. Not taking any stuff, not taking anything, any work, nothing. The only thing that's going to matter is, am I covered head to toe in the blood of Jesus Christ? It's all that's going to matter. It's going to be one thing that matters. And I was sitting there thinking about all that, and I thought about how many people there are who have no idea what that means. I just made the statement, the only thing that's going to matter is that I'm covered in the blood of Christ. And it dawned on me when I was thinking about every bit of that, how many people there are in this world that have no idea what that means. And I thought about how many people who don't care. They just don't care, but they will. And my heart broke for them. My heart breaks for the human race. It really does. It breaks for this world. And I thought of this verse of Scripture right here. Look at Deuteronomy 32, verse 29. It says, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Death is a subject that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody. But it's something that every single soul on this earth is going to have to face. Every single soul is going to have to face it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Let's ignore it, and maybe it'll go away. But every soul on this earth, until the Lord comes back, is going to have to face death. Every single soul. And I'm so thankful that doctor told our friend the truth. So thankful he just told him the truth. He didn't lie to him, and he didn't say, I don't see anything. I think you're going to be fine. This man is a very busy man. He's a wonderful businessman. He travels a lot. Go on back to your busy job. Go on back to this busy life we all live in. I think it's going to be fine. I'm so glad he told him the truth. And our friend can take a minute and just be with his precious wife, be with his children, and call on God. He can just take a minute and consider his latter end. And like we all must do, he can call on God. I'm just thankful he told him the truth. By God's grace, I want to do that same thing right now. I want to tell the truth. We all had a beginning. Every one of us. We're all right now in the middle. It appears that some of us are in the early middle. Some of us are in the latter middle, but that's not necessarily true. It's just not true. I was sitting here thinking about how small we are tonight. And what I was thinking is, well, this is the way it always was. You know, we had a few people. And when our loved ones are missing, there's an empty hole there. Well, there's going to come a point in the days ahead that the phone's going to ring, and then the phone's going to ring, and then the phone's going to ring, and then the phone's going to ring. No longer here. Just because something appears a certain way, it doesn't mean that that's how it really is. I thought about, Dwight, are you 70, 71? 72. You could live 20 more years. I know you don't want to, but you could. My last night on this earth could be tonight. Could be tonight. We all had a beginning. We're all in the middle. And we all have an end. We all have an end. Go with me over to Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 14 says, "The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For there's no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? Just like the fool." The same. Look at chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die." There's a time to die. Look at chapter 9, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verse 1 says, "For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrificeth and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner. And he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead." One event, it's coming to everybody. They go to the dead. Job said, "Man's days are determined." The number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. He can't pass them. Why? Every soul on this earth is going to face death. Why is that? Go with me to Ezekiel 18. This is an eye-opening passage right here. Ezekiel 18. Ezekiel 18, verse 4, it says, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." Now watch this right here. "But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right," and don't we all think that's what we're doing? Lawful and right. That's what our flesh says. "If a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman, and hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. He that hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man, hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgment to deal truly, he is just. He shall surely live, saith the Lord God." What he said is, if a man is right with me, he will not die physically. So what that means is, if a man dies, he's not right with God. That's what it means. If a man dies, he is not right with God. No human being on earth in his own sin is right with God. I had a man tell me not long ago, another one of our dear friends died, and he made the statement, well, he was right with God. Well, according to the Word of God, no man in his own flesh is right with God. Not me. No man. Romans 3 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Anything short of the absolute glory of God will not enter into God's heaven. He won't do it. Romans 3 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. They're all gone out of the way. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. And people hear that, they hear you quote that, and they think, that's the worst attitude I've ever seen in my life. You got the worst attitude? That's nothing but sour. That's negative. It's insensitive. This man is dying. That's insensitive. No, it's the truth. It's the truth. There's the diagnosis. The problem. The reason. The diagnosis. What's the remedy? What's the remedy? Is there a cure? I'm going to be honest with you and I'm going to tell you the truth. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Go with me over to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9. Look at verse 22. It says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. and without shedding of blood is no remission. Remission. That's what I need. That's what you need. That's what my dear, sweet friend needs. He needs remission. Remission of sin. That's what he needs. That's what I need. How can it come? How can we have it? Only one way. That's said by the shedding of blood. By the shedding of perfect blood, sinless blood. That blood is only found in one location. It's in the veins of God. It's in the veins of God. It's in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. I'm as serious as cancer right now. You know that? I know the remedy for eternal death. It's the blood that's flowing in the veins of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 27 right here in Hebrews 9. It says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Christ died and he spilled that blood. He spilled that blood, that soul cleansing blood. For many, it says. Not all, but many. Who did he spill it for? It says, them that look for him. Them that look for him. Christ didn't spill his blood for those who look to themselves. We get to the end of this life and we start looking at what's my hope. Everybody does. What's my hope? He did not spill that precious blood for those who look to their past. Okay, let me look back now and see what I've done and see if it stacks up. He didn't spill his blood for those who look to their deeds, those who look to their charity, those who look to their religion. He didn't spill it for them. He spilled his blood for those who look to him. Look to him. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus Christ and live. He said, "Whosoever liveth and believeth in me, in my works, in my blood alone, shall never die." Never die. Why is that? What are they looking to? What are we looking to? Well, go with me to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 21 says, "For he hath made him," God made Christ, "to be sin. The soul that sinneth shall surely die." Every man and woman is going to leave this world because of their sin. But God took my sin and he put my sin on Jesus Christ. "He hath made him to be sin for us, the one who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Totally pure, totally cleansed, total remission, forgiveness, life. Christ is our only hope in the latter end. He's it. He's it. I heard a man say one time who preached and preached and preached for decades and decades and decades to a man who sat there for decades and decades and decades, and he came up and he said something to him at the end of the service, and he thought, "Oh man, have I muddied the message all these years?" We are looking to one thing, a man, Jesus Christ, nothing else. Christ is our only hope in the latter end. So seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked, that's me, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man, that's me by nature, let him forsake his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he'll have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Touch the Lord. Our Lord said, you'll seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. All your heart. A preacher said, I speak as a dying man to dying men. Seek Christ with all your heart. Beg him for his blood with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He said all the paths are going to be mercy, righteousness, truth. He leads me in paths of the righteousness of Christ. All the paths that he leads us in go to God. Every single one of them. He'll direct your paths. David said, we read it in the scripture reading just a minute ago. David said, Lord, teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days. Teach us, Lord, to count every day as though it were our last. We don't believe that. None of us in here believes today is my last day. None of us. There's going to come a day, though, that it is. Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Wisdom himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, make us wise. Make us wise. Cause us to understand this. Cause us all to consider our latter end right now. And let us run to Christ. I want to run to Christ. I really do. Put us in him. Wash us in his blood. It's our only hope. It's our only hope. Pray for my dear friend. His name is Rick, and I love him. Pray for me. Pray for yourselves. God help us all. More importantly, God save us all. May God save us all. All right, let's stand together.